The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Off Limits. Thanks for joining me tonight. It is Saturday night or Sunday morning, depending on where you are. Here in Dallas, Texas, it is Sunday at 12:30 a.m. So those of you in the East Coast are with me, and those of you in the West Coast and the mountain regions, I guess you still are in yesterday. But we are in Sunday now, so I guess we should be praying and going to church today. I don't know, but I think I'll stay in, as I usually do. Anyway, thanks for coming to the show. If you want to call into the show tonight, the call-in number is 323-843-6160. I thanks Almighty Sports Show and you got your girl Kelly in the chat room. Thanks for hanging out. And Almighty, I always play a long intro. It gives people more time to show up when they do, and when they don't, well, they don't. So anyway, I just want to talk tonight about things going on in the world, and just if you guys have advice you want or anything you want to talk about, you can always call in the show, as Kelly well knows. We always am talking to Kelly usually as well. I decided, I made a decision recently that I am going to no longer eat red meat. I am no longer eating red meat because, I just think it's, first of all, I don't eat that much red meat anyway. And I live in Texas. It's really rare that people don't eat a lot of red meat here in Texas. I mean, Texas is like all about the meat, okay? Barbecue and steak. And I mean, that's what it's about here. And I like all those things, but I decided for two reasons I'm going to stop eating meat completely. I'm going to start eating only chicken, fish, and seafood. And the reason is because I sort of have like a personal objection to killing cows and all that kind of stuff. Cows and pigs and lambs and things like that, when you really don't have to kill them. And people who want to eat meat, that's cool. I have nothing against that. It's perfectly fine. Like, I'm going to go say, don't eat meat, you're a killer, or whatever. I'm not like that. I'm not going to join PETA or anything. But I think that for me, personally, I think I just do not want to eat meat for that reason, as well as it's not good for you. I've watched like probably 6 documentaries over the past, 6 documentaries the past year about food and, you know, what it does to your body, like, you know, what scientists say, doctors say, whatever, the good, the bad, the ugly. And I've decided that really I don't want to, I don't want to do those things to my body. Meat, basically, when you eat it, you eat meat, right, and it goes into your stomach and just sits there and literally rots in your stomach. And then until it's enough mush that it can be processed and move through your intestines. So it's like completely gross, but so it gets rancid in your stomach and then it moves away. But I just think, you know, and also plus it gives you tons of cholesterol. The majority of cholesterol is caused by animal products. Not that you can't get it from other animal products, but that red meat is the major culprit. It has the most. So anyway, I decided to stop eating it. My cholesterol has been fine. I have no cholesterol problems or anything like that. So for that reason, I just have decided I don't really eat it that much anyway, and I'm going to stop doing it. So now I'm just going to be eating chicken and fish, seafood, and like tofu and stuff like that, and, you know, plant-based diet or whatever. And like two years ago, I actually tried to vegan, and I was like, okay, so I was called the Kind Diet, K-I-N-D, Kind Diet. And it was started by Alicia Silverstone. Well, she didn't start it, but she kind of took it over and made a book about it. But anyway, so I did that diet for like a month, and I felt really great and everything, but I really did miss eating other things because I've, you know, all my life I've eaten meat. And like I said, I grew up in Dallas and in Texas here. So it's like, you know, I was raised on eating meat, just like most people in the world, the United States especially. And so, you know, I was eating things that were substitutes for meat, whatever. And, you know, it just got really hard. Really, the reason I stopped was because it was so difficult to actually stay on a vegan diet. I mean, a vegan diet's, you know, to the it's far, far to the right of even the vegetarians. Like, vegetarians eat, you know, just vegetables, right? And they eat, you know, that kind of stuff. They eat dairy products and milk and cheese and stuff like that. Vegans don't eat any of that. No milk products, no dairy products, no, which is the same thing, no meat products of any kind, no byproducts. So I was like, this is too fucking much for me. So I just started actually, so I couldn't do it anymore. Because when I go out to eat or anything, you know, it's impossible to eat. So I could probably be a vegetarian if I wanted to be, but I'm not there yet if I do decide to be that someday. But I'm definitely going to be just a no red meat kind of guy. So anyway, that's what I've decided. I'm no longer going to eat red meat, and I'm going to continue to be just kind of see what happens with me. See if, you know, it helps me to be like more svelte and thinner or whatever, and just sort of in a better shape overall. Because I know when I was on the vegan diet, I felt very light and like felt a lot better. Not that I feel bad, but, you know, it's hard to explain. When you eat meat, you feel weighed down, but you don't know it because you're used to eating it that way. You're used to eating that way. But when you don't, you feel a lot lighter and just healthier and more vibrant. So anyway, we'll see what happens with all that, but that's what I'm going to do. So anyway, if you want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160. We're going to talk about some things happening in the world today. Nothing in particular, just things in pop culture, in the news, that sort of thing. So if you guys have any topic you want to talk about, you can feel free to call in or let me know in the chat room what you're interested in talking about tonight. We can talk about that as well. And in the interim, I'll play a couple songs and until we get a couple callers, and I'll come back and talk some more in just a minute, okay? I will be right back. Thanks for joining us tonight.
I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no, no one under your feet.
Here, Callie, you there? Yeah, you're there. Okay. And we've got somebody from 701. Let's see what they have to say. 701, you're on the air. 701.
Hi.
Lou, hey, hi. How's it going?
Pretty good. Sorry, I didn't mean to press one.
Oh, okay. That'll put you back off. That's okay. No problem. Just listen to the show. Thanks for joining us, though. Okay, he didn't want to talk, so anyway.
I wouldn't want to talk to us either.
That's all right. How are you, Callie?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. I forgot to mention that not only did I stop eating red meat, I also stopped eating. I haven't eaten sugar in 3 weeks.
Oh, God. Dude, do you have a headache?
No. The first week I craved it a little bit, but after that I just didn't crave it anymore. I've done that before, like years ago. I didn't eat sugar for like 3 months, and just to see what would happen. And I felt better, and I don't know. I just don't think I should eat sugar because sugar is so bad for you. I'm telling you, I've been watching all these freaking documentaries, and I know I do because it's like, but no, I don't. I'm informed now because it's true. It's like the shit that you eat. I mean, first of all, the sad thing is, what you know what they say, you are what you eat,
I'm not
right?
eating anything. I'm just going to starve myself now.
Well, you are what you eat. So if you eat tons of fat, then you're
Have
fat.
Have you seen you me?
Shut up. But it's true. Sugar is like toxic and bad for you. And what happens in your body, it makes your body acidic and stuff. So anyway, I'm still going to eat sugar in small quantities. It's not like I'm not eating it at all. I mean, I literally haven't had any for 3 weeks, but eventually I'm going to eat just like once a week I'll have sugar or whatever, which I used to do before anyway. But I just wanted to see if I felt better or different. And the weird thing is I really don't sleep as long anymore. Like I haven't eaten sugar in 3 weeks. And so now I wake up like normally without having to sleep for 10 hours a day. And I have more energy without sugar, which is weird. So I don't know. I think there's something to it, but I'm not eating sugar anymore. Oh, and I used to think that going to Pinkberry was a healthy thing, by the way. It's not.
Frozen yogurt, right?
Yeah, Pinkberry is frozen yogurt, and it's like really good stuff. But when I go there, I get the pomegranate and a medium, and I get topped with blackberries, strawberries, and raspberries. And it's, you know, so I figure it's really healthy and it's light and everything. There's no fat, okay? No fat or anything like that.
Supposedly.
But I looked up what I was eating and found that there's actually 300 calories every time I eat that and 50 grams of sugar every time I eat one of those. I was like, oh my fucking God.
Plus not the toppings that you add to it.
What?
And plus not the toppings that you add to it.
Well, that includes the toppings. That includes everything. because it has the calculator where it calculates what toppings you put on and the yogurt. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if the sugar was from just the fruit or what, but that's a lot of sugar. So the sad thing is every time you think you get something good, it's fucking bad for you. So what can you even eat anymore that's good for you?
Water.
Water, right? Well, it depends on where the water comes from. You know, if the water comes from the tap, it's not good for you, they say, because it has chemicals in it, even if it's been filtered sometimes.
Jump in the ocean and drink water.
You can't drink ocean water because it's salt water. You would die.
Well, it has some flavor to it. It has whale sperm flavor.
Ew, that's gross.
It's like it's the new thing.
Okay. Well, anyway, I don't think that's gonna work. I didn't think that's a good idea. But anyway,
It's the new trend in Hollywood.
Yeah, I was wondering what the new trend in Hollywood was. It's jumping in the ocean.
Of course.
And drinking the salt water. Okay, that makes sense. Oh, by the way, did I talk to you? I don't know if you saw the show the other day. I don't think you were on it or you heard it, but have you ever seen this show, Celebrity, what's it called? Celebrity Therapy?
Rehab,
that's
couples
it.
Couples Therapy?
Yes, Couples Therapy.
Oh, my God, it's horrible. I've seen, like, one episode.
Oh, my God. I mean, these people are fucked up. I mean, everybody's fucked up. I'm fucked up. You're fucked up. Everybody's fucked up. But
I am normal.
Oh, no, you're not. You're so fucking far from normal. You're so fucking far from normal. No. But everybody has issues, but they're putting all their shit out there. It's like if you were to go on Celebrity Therapy,
it's like
whatever.
Me coming on this show.
Yeah, basically.
But I'm not famous.
Exactly, if you were famous. Exactly. Almighty Sports Show says, that's why I'm a pussy. What are you a pussy about? What's he talking about? That's why he's a pussy. What are you talking about? Almighty Sports
Vagina.
Show. What are you... Vagina. You had to say vagina.
You said pussy.
Well, I didn't say pussy. Almighty Sports Show said pussy. But it's really funny for a gay guy to always be saying fucking vagina and pussy and shit. It's ridiculous. But anyway, I don't know why every time I talk to you, it's always about vagina or whatever.
Would you flavor your vagina?
Ew, that's gross. I can believe that. So women are flavoring their vaginas to taste like birthday cake and what else? Tacos
pizza
or something?
Pizza and tacos and that, all that kind of shit. I was like, for real? It's like a chemical.
That's
a chemical that makes you...
Well, they have that lubricant that tastes like strawberries or whatever. So why don't you just use that?
So why would you put that down there? Like,
well, if I were going to do that, which I wouldn't be, but if I had to, I'd be sure as hell putting something down there because I wouldn't be eating it raw, that's for sure. That's nasty.
But do you eat it? Do you suck penis raw? Like, or do you put lube on it?
Well, that's true. That's true. Good point. I do. But I'm not opposed to penis. I'm opposed to vagina. I mean, it's like asking somebody like who hates, I don't know, liverwurst or something, you know, well, why don't you just eat it raw? Because you want to put something on so you can bear to eat it. That's what I meant. So it's like if I had to eat it, I'd definitely have to put something on it. So
I'd
probably just jump off a cliff first, but, you know, anyway. You know. Oh, by the way, this show is sponsored by Moot Magazine. Check out Moot Magazine at mootmagazine.com. Get the newest issue for $3.95 for the digital issue, or subscribe for 1 year subscription for $29.95 for 12 issues. Our last issue featured Margaret Cho. Margaret Cho is an icon, and read all about the interview I did with her, Margaret Cho, in the March issue of Moot Magazine. Our new issue comes out Tuesday, all about race. Check it out. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Very announcer voice of you.
That was all top of my head, too.
That was really good. It's like you pre-planned that out.
It totally did, but I swear, I just said it all top of my head. Anyway, so, wait, what were we talking about?
About meat and sugar.
Meat and sugar, right. So I think that's all I had to say about that. Do you think you could live without meat or sugar or what?
I'm a bitch when it comes to not having sugar, because I also have been like you, and I'm like, I'm not having any sugar, so no sugar whatsoever. And, like, I get, oh, my God, I get in these worst moods, and I get in fights with my friends. I'm just the biggest bitch ever. I was
but
like,
how long do you go without it?
No. I think I did 6 months.
Wow. Okay, well, then you shouldn't still be being a bitch after 6 months because of sugar withdrawal. That just means you're a bitch naturally.
It was like a month after.
Well, a couple of weeks, it's gone, the cravings for sugar.
I never really craved it, but like, yeah.
Yeah, but you're saying,
like that.
You're saying you're a bitch because of your cravings for sugar,
it
right?
Was.
Okay,
yeah.
So 6 months after, you were being a bitch, and so I'm telling you, it had nothing to do with the sugar withdrawal. It just because you're just a bitch.
No, but like when I went off sugar, that's when it started, and then I got better as it went on.
Oh right, well yeah, of course that makes sense. Oh. He says that's why he's a pussy, because you are what you eat. Well, yeah. Then I am a huge, huge penis. That's all I got to say. Or dick.
Just call me Richard because I'm a dick.
Anyway, okay. So we're going to come back in just a minute. We're going to talk about what's going on in the world today with some celebrity stuff and some political stuff and some stuff on TV. And that kind of thing. If anybody wants to call on, the number is 323-843-6160. We'll be right back.
Oh, my God. I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee. And I detest all my sins, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pain of hell. But most of all, because I love thee, and I want so badly to be good. Good. Good.
Good.
back with Callie. We're about a half hour to the show. We may do an hour, may do an hour and a half, may do two, depends on if it gets busier. If it doesn't, probably just do an hour tonight. So, Callie, how are you?
I am good.
Did you read about the whole thing about Starbucks putting the Beatles in their drinks a while back?
Yeah, in the strawberry cream.
Right. Do you think you'd have a problem eating Beatles in your drink?
Well, I've actually had that, and now I'm disgusted, and I won't order that.
But it's just
now that I'm
extract.
Thinking, well, great. This is some Fear Factor shit, and I ate some Beatles from Starbucks and paid $5 for this shit, and didn't win $1 million either.
Ain't that the truth?
Serious.
I know, really. I mean, I don't know why they chose that of all things. I mean, come on. You guess that's why you're diabetic. What do you mean, Tammy? What are you talking about? But yeah, oh, because you eat a lot of sugar? Yeah, I know. It's hard not to eat sugar. But that's one thing about Starbucks. At least at Starbucks, you can get your drinks and stuff without sugar. If you don't want it, you can use a sugar substitute or whatever.
Splenda, you know, Sweet and Low.
Yeah, Splenda, Sweet and Low is nasty. Have you ever tried all the sweeteners, like, raw?
No, I only like Splenda.
Me too. I like Splenda. I mean, of all those, Splenda is my favorite, but I usually like to use Stevia in mine or Truvia if they have it, but because it's more natural. But I tasted Sweet and Low once out of the packet. It was nasty, like completely like chemically tasting, and so was Equal. Equal was better, but you know, not as it was still no good. But Splenda actually tastes like sugar, so and so does Truvia because it actually is made from stevia. But anyway, so. Anyway, somebody's messaging me. Hold on. Hi. Hello. Sorry. I can't do two things at once, apparently. Anyway, so I was going to ask you a question about your work situation. Are you do you have any luck with it or anything or not?
No.
No?
No.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You know, what can I say? employment or whatever. I mean, like, I just made a really good connection with that Trey Franco. He's on Facebook. He's from the Bay Area, which, if people don't know California, I live in the Valley, and the Bay Area is like San Francisco, San Jose. So that's really good, especially since that's the area I kind of want to go to. So, if I kind of helped out, you know, a DJ, perhaps get a couple gigs, that's cool. But just networking with them would be really good. So if I played their the song, I mean, if anything, it's because he wants to do a show with me, which is not like a blog talk show or anything, but like an actual show.
Yeah.
Because, like, at the radio station, I do a promotion. So, like, today, I don't know if people have Dollar General. It's new to the area, but it's probably, like, Walmart.
Yeah, Dollar General. We have those here. Yeah.
And so, like, I was there at the grand opening. So what basically I do, I go out to events and I set up the equipment and we stand there and we give stuff, like, away, whether it's tickets or whatever we possibly have. But the budget sucks balls, so we don't have very much to give away. But that's what I do mainly at the radio station. And people think I'm on air, which is quite lovely that everyone thinks that I'm there. But no, I that's what I mainly do, just I go out and set events. So he wants to do a show with me, which is really cool. Especially it's good to network and contact with people out in a bigger area. So.
Well, maybe you'll find something soon. I hope you do.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
We've got a caller from 585. 585, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Good.
Hello.
Can't complain. Hey, how's it going? Now, I take it your name is Donovan.
Yes.
Okay. It was pretty obvious with the big old bold letters there. It says Donovan, but you never know.
That's me. What's up? Cool. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I got a lot of cool things on my mind. Actually, I'm a Christian, and I like to challenge people all the time on just life in general.
You like to do what with people all the time? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry, I heard somebody else there. Am I on the air with somebody else as well?
Yeah, it's two of you.
Yes, I'm Callie. Nice to meet you.
Callie, Kylie or Colleen?
Kylie. It's like California, but Kylie.
Kylie. I think it's your accent. Stop with that accent. It's killing me.
What accent?
She's from California. That's what they sound like in California.
You're talking to a true California girl right here.
So what is your what do you want to talk about with regards to your Christianity? Did you want to discuss religion or what's on your mind? Oh, he's gone. He left. Oh, well.
I scared him. My California accent scared him.
585 has dropped. Oh, he's back. Wait. Are you there? 585?
I'm here. What happened? What did I say? I didn't even start yet, and I'm getting hung up on.
It says your phone dropped for some reason. What's your name again, by the way, your first name?
My name is Chad.
Chad. Okay.
Yeah,
so
Chad, yep.
What is it you want to say about Christianity? I mean, I am not a Christian, first of all. So, yes, it is okay. And I'd like to know what is it that you want to say about your Christian faith or what is it you want to say?
I'm glad that you asked. Well, there's a lot to say about it, really. The focus is on you.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to people all the time. I minister and evangelize to people all the time. And the big thing that we live in is we live in a postmodern world.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that, Donovan, you can believe what you want, and that's perfectly fine, and I can believe what I want, and that's perfectly okay. We can have two opposing views, but still the world would see that as one truth. And that's just simply not the truth. That's lies straight from the pits of hell. That is a very poor a way to look at life. Now,
Chad, wait. What is a poor way to look at life? The fact that people have differing opinions and that's okay? That's a poor way to look at life?
No. Postmodernism is saying that, Donovan, you're holding a red apple, let's say, in your hand right now. And you say that it's red apple, and I say it's tapioca pudding.
Uh-huh.
But we're both right.
Okay.
That's postmodernism.
So you're saying that we're not,
but I never
we're
said
not
that.
Allowed
I was a postmodernist,
to have...
though. I'm not a postmodernist.
Hold on.
What is your point about that? Okay, so you say it's a bad thing, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is bad because what I'm calling about today is I'm calling about an absolute truth.
What's that?
Athens, what's absolute truth?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to get it to you. Can I ask you a couple questions in order to get to that?
Well, why don't you just tell me what your truth is? Then I'll tell you what I think about
it. If you want to go right to the meat and potatoes, I believe that...
Well, I'm pretty much a straightforward kind of guy, so just tell me what you're thinking.
That's fine. What I do is I challenge people by asking a question about if they ever been to court. Have you ever been to court before?
So are you going to tell me what your thought is, or are you going to keep asking me questions? Just tell me what your thought is.
I will answer these questions.
Okay, so you can answer the questions.
What are your questions, sir?
What is my question?
Yeah, you said you had some questions.
Kelly, you're gonna do it. You're gonna answer my questions.
Yes, I will answer your questions.
You ever been to court before?
No, I have not. Traffic court.
Me too. It's a pain in the neck. You gotta stay there for long hours and over pretty much nothing. You're gonna say, I'm guilty anyway. But that's besides the point. Let's say you're in a court case. And you're a 12th juror. And if anybody out there has ever been part of a jury, you know it's long and tedious. You got to sit through a trial. And, Kaylee, let's just say that you're the 12th juror in a big case. Let's say it's murder. Somebody's on trial for murder. Now, it just so happens that you realize as you're in the jury room that your decision, guilty or not guilty, is going to determine whether this guy goes to jail forever or if he gets let go. So my question to you is, what kind of factor are you going to include to determine whether he's guilty or not guilty?
Obviously, the evidence that the prosecution and the defendants have brought forth, I would look at both sides because I'm an equal opportunist. I feel like, you know, there's equal... And
yep, that's
okay. Next question.
Yep, okay, that's very good. That's very good. The evidence. You would need absolutely strong evidence that what you believe is guilty or innocent is going to determine this guy whether he's free to go or not.
I would say, actually, let me just interject there, that it would have to be, for me, it would have to be beyond a reasonable doubt. Meaning,
yeah,
it has
obviously.
To be absolute.
Absolutely.
So, for example, if somebody's on trial for murder, for example, someone's on trial for murder, and I know where you're going with your little analogy here, but I'll just follow along. The thing is, if somebody's on trial for murder, then I absolutely would have to have the absolute proof that this person killed the other person. That there's absolutely
no doubt. Did you say
that
I killed a person? Did you tell him I killed a person? I mean, I thought we like hid that body really nicely, and you told people we killed a person.
I know. I forgot to mention. I'm sorry. I said something about it. But anyway. but no, honestly, Chad. The thing is I would have to have absolute proof. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Very good. So now let's reverse the roles for a minute, and let's just say that, and I know that you already told me, Donovan, that you're not a Christian, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this in no way, in shape, or form is anything to do with theology at all. There's a logical question for you.
I have a question for you. Are you a Jesus freak that stands outside with the whole thing that says, I hate that?
He said he was an evangelist, so I would assume, yes, he probably has done that kind of prophecy.
Oh, dear Lord.
Go ahead. Continue.
If you're talking about the North Baptist Church or whatever they are, then no. I'm
Westboro.
Not anything like them at all. The Westboro, thank you. Westboro Baptist Church is a poor representation of Christianity. But anyway, we can get into that another time.
No, but different extremists of Christianity are a poor representative of Christianity because there's several different religions.
Well, the
in,
problem
in
with
Christianity,
the problem
evident.
I have with Christians.
But
I mean, I'm not gonna. I don't want to sit here and play a game the whole night. So I want to go ahead and get to the meat and potatoes of what you're trying to say here. But before you do,
why I believe in absolute truth.
No, why you? What is it about Christianity you want to say? I mean, you think it's absolute truth for you. Is that correct? You think the Christian? You think that the Christian, the Bible, Christianity in general, is an absolute truth for you? Correct.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, great. That's fine, and that's absolutely fine that you believe that, and you have absolutely every right to believe that, and there's nothing wrong with that. If you have actually researched many religions, not just Christianity, but many religions, and you've come to the conclusion on your own that Christianity is what you feel to be the truth, then I respect that, and that's fine for you. However, the problem I have, and you yourself said you're an evangelist or whatever, and you obviously preach the word of Christ, God, whatever, as you as a Christian feel is the truth to other people. Now, when you say that, does that mean that you go to people and you say that you need to believe what I believe, you're going to hell?
That's correct.
Okay. So therein lies the issue and the problem.
I'm going to hell.
Christians.
Is that an issue?
Therein lies the issue and the problem with Christians in general. And it's not that Christianity necessarily is such a bad thing, but even Christianity is not so great. But let me tell you, the problem with Christians is that they go around saying that it is their way or no way, that their way is the only belief system, that their way is the only way to God, that their God is the only God, their idea or their interpretation of what God is the only God. And that is the issue that I have with Christians, because they feel that they're closed-minded. They're closed-minded people who feel they have the right belief system. Now, I was raised a Christian. I was raised in the church, the Baptist church. I know about Christianity from the Bible front to the back. I understand it. I understand what they believe. I know how they think. I know how they act. And the truth is that most Christians are the biggest hypocrites I've ever met in my entire life. And not only are they hypocritical, but they are obviously self-righteous, as you yourself just proved yourself to be. You're saying to me and Callie and whomever else is not a believer the way you are, that they are going to hell, as you believe hell to be, because they don't believe what you believe. Now, I could go around saying the same thing to you. Okay, well, since you're Christian, you're going to hell because I think Christians are evil. Christians are the most evil people in the world. They have caused the most heartache, the most pain, the most wars. They continue to do these things today. And there's far more hatred in Christianity than there is love these days, at least by the actions of the Christians, people who call themselves that. It's like Gandhi said. He said, you know, I love your Christ, but I don't love your Christians because I don't see much, you know, much Christian Christ in your Christians or your actions. And it's true. And you know, you can call my show and you can say what you want to say, but the truth is you're not going to change my mind. You're not going to change Callie's mind. You're not going to change anybody's mind. Do you feel it's okay or right for someone to tell you, Chad, that you're going to hell, that you're evil, or that
that's
you,
the way that you
are thinking
believe.
Wrong?
Yeah.
It depends if it's true or not.
No, truth is not. That's just it, Chad. First of all, there is no truth per se. And
okay, so
when it comes to religion, there is no truth, because this is the fact about religion is religion is man-made, Chad. It was not made by God. God did not create the religion. I'm sorry. Okay, good. So God did not make the religions. Religion is made by man. Every single one of them, including Christianity, Buddhism, Judaism, Muslim, whatever, Islamic, whatever, all that crap is all made by man. All it is man's interpretation of what he himself thinks God is. And every single interpretation is fine, is valid, is fine. And there's nothing wrong with having different interpretations of what they think God to be. But the truth is, you do not know what happens when you die. You do not know if Jesus Christ was the Messiah, or if the Muslims don't know if Muhammad was the Messiah, or whatever the fuck they believe, and the same with the Jews, and so on and so forth. Nobody knows shit. You don't know anything. And for you to proclaim that you know is the most self-righteous, heinous, ridiculous piece of shit I've ever heard. So I'm sorry that you feel the need to call into my show and tell me that I'm going to hell, but I have one thing to say to you.
Look inside your tiny mind and look a bit harder, 'cause it's so uninspired, so sick and tired of all the hatred you harbor. So you say it's not okay to be gay. Well, I think you're just evil. You're just some racist who can't tie my laces. Your point of view is medieval.
Okay, so we're back with Callie. Callie, you still there?
I am.
So that was my little message to Chad. Chad says he's worried about my soul and wants to make sure that I go to the right place when I die.
Congratulations to him. Congratulations.
Well, the thing is this is the issue with Christians, and this is why I'm not a Christian, because I would never want to associate myself with people like the people who really honestly are so self-righteous as to believe that they know everything. And also, you know, Chad, I see you're still listening to the show, and that's great. But I have to say this to you. You are the exact opposite of who and what a Christian should be. And Christians should model themselves after Jesus Christ. And I know what Jesus Christ was about. I know who he was and everything else, because as I said, I was raised a Christian. So I know. And he is not someone, if he were here today, do you honestly think he'd be going out and saying, believe the way I believe, you're all going to hell. Believe the way I believe, I'm going to hell. And that may be true, because if he's Christian and that's the truth and he really comes back to me and everything and preaches, that may be true. But the thing is, I know he wouldn't be going around gays or Muslims or women in general or people whom are minorities in this world and preaching to them and saying that they're evil or wrong or whatever. He'd be marching along people who are the outcasts of society. And he wouldn't be, in my opinion, saying to people what you say to people and treating people the way you do and so self-righteous as to believe that you know everything. And, you know, as I said before, I believe there are many ways or many paths to God, as they say, and that's why there are so many religions in the world, and they've all been created for man to sort of figure out what it is he wants to believe. And I think that you are unfortunately no different than the people at Westboro Baptist Church, because you've told us, Callie and myself, that we're going to hell because we don't believe what you believe. That's the same message that they preach. They just do it in a far more abhorrent way by saying, you know, fags are going to hell, are going to die, or when you fight in a war, you're going to hell, or you're going to die. It's all the same, Chad. Just because you couch it in your love for me and Callie, because you know us so well and love us so much, and our souls are so important to you, doesn't change it. And honestly,
I wonder if it's like a lottery. Like, they're trying to convert so many people over to it, and like they think that they're going to get into heaven. Like, you're going to hell just as much as I am. So, you know.
Exactly.
I will see you there. Do you want me to save you? Would you like to ride shotgun
all,
or would that right next to me?
Yes. And all these people who are actually supposedly going to heaven, and the rest of us are going to hell. Well, hell's the place I would want to be. Okay. I don't want to be up there with all these people who are right-wing Christian evangelical brainwashed morons. I want to be wherever all the people who are open-minded and loving, accepting, and you know, real are. So if that's where hell is, then invite me there, because I want to be there. So, and I don't, first of all, I don't believe in hell. You know, Chad, I didn't tell you what I believe, but what I believe is not, I don't believe, first of all, I'm non-religious. I don't believe in any kind of particular religion at all. I don't believe in religion. I think religion, as I said, is man-made, and I think it's just for people who really need something to follow, whatever. And if that's for you, that's fine. The only issue I have is when people take their religion and try to shove it on other people or down people's throat. It's like, I read this thing the other day, you know, religion is like a penis, you know. Don't try to shove it down my throat, you know, or I can't remember the whole thing. But, you know, don't try to shove it down my kids' throats or whatever is what it said. So, you know, it's fine if you have a penis. You don't have to show it to everybody, but just don't try to shove it down my throat. That's what the saying was, I think. So, Chad, you know, thanks for calling the show. Thanks for giving us your opinion. But I knew how it was going to go from the beginning, and I really was really quite easy on you. I've had this kind of conversation many, many, many times on my show.
He wasn't that bad. He was actually quite nice at first. Like, I thought he would say a lot of other mean things. But the first thing I would like to say is that when I talk to somebody, I wouldn't say, hi, I'm white. Hi, I'm a female. Hi, I have big boobs. Hi, I have brown eyes. Like, really, it does not matter. I don't care. Hi, I'm a Christian. So what? Hi, I am white. Hi, I'm a female. Like, it doesn't define who you are, really.
Well, that's
it
exactly just defines exactly. But that's the thing about evangelical Christians. And first of all, I want to say, not every Christian is like this guy. I know that like my grandmother, for example, was a Christian woman, and she was Christian all her life, and she was a very staunch Christian, okay? And she was, everybody loved her to death. No one disliked her. However, people, she never, ever, once not one time in her whole life went to somebody and said, you need to be a Christian, you're going to hell, or you need to believe the way I believe, you're going to hell. She just believed what she believed. She believed it herself, and that's how she lived her life by. She never said, I need to believe this or whatever. So the difference is between an evangelical Christian and a Christian like, you know, my grandmother is that evangelical Christians think they know everything, and they try to shove it down your throat. So you can believe whatever the fuck you want to believe. But that's the thing. He is an evangelical Christian, so the first thing he's going to say out of his mouth is, I'm a Christian. That's the first thing. That's how he identifies himself. It's like if I were going around saying, hi, Callie, I'm gay, or, you know, whatever. It's like, you know, whatever.
I'm Callie. I have a vagina.
Exactly. I don't identify myself that way. You know, it's one of my things that make me up. It's not everything.
Dude, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go around and split. I'm like, hi, I'm Callie. I have a vagina.
Anyway, that guy was an idiot, but I'm used to them, so whatever. But, you know, it made for a good conversation, so what the fuck? Who cares? Anyway.
I wanted to answer more of his questions. Like, the whole murder thing or whatever, like, he basically was asking me what morally I would do right or whatever. Again, I wasn't there. If I'm the 12th juror, I obviously was not there, and we'll actually never know what happens because we weren't there, just to tell you that.
Well, I know, and I think what he was getting at was basically trying to say that, you know, if there's evidence for God,
murder is wrong, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of shit, but, you know, whatever. I mean, he can believe whatever the fuck he wants to believe, and, you know, everybody in the chat room can believe what they want to believe. You can believe what you want to believe, and I've always said this. I think, you know, it's laissez-faire. Let people do what they're going to do, be who they want to be, but... And that's fine until you start to infringe upon my personal liberties, my rights, who I am as a person, or try to shove your beliefs, whatever they may be, down my throat, then that's when it becomes an issue. And I just think let people live and be who they want to be. I mean, Christians can all go on their own little island for all I care and have their little Christian communities or whatever and be happy. And, you know, that's fine. If they don't like gay people or they don't like Muslims or they don't like women being outspoken or whatever, whatever they hate about the world, they don't like it, then go start their own little world somewhere else, Mars or something. And I'll be happy if they're all gone, frankly, because I don't like evangelical Christians at all. I don't like evangelical anybody. I don't care if it's a Christian or a Muslim or whatever. Trying to shove your fucking thought, you know, fuck you. Anyway, so that's all I think about that.
Hi, hey. I'm Callie. I'm from California.
Oh, my God, it's your accent. I can't understand you because of your accent.
I thought that was weird. I'd be like, I have an accent. Don't I talk like everyone on TV?
Yes. But no, honestly, I really honestly mean this, too. I really do believe that people like that are brainwashed. I think that they're brainwashed.
I agree.
I mean, it might as well be a cult because they believe so devoutly and are so devoted to this particular belief system that no amount of reason, no amount of fairness or liberty or anything else can infiltrate their thought pattern. So that, to me, is a cult. And these people who are evangelical...
Like those, I don't know what it's called, but polygamists, there you go.
Yeah, and like Mormons who are like Orthodox Mormons or whatever, exactly. So... You know, if he wants to be that way, so be it. I'm just not really interested in hearing about it. But that's why I didn't let him ramble on or rattle on too long, because I knew from the very beginning where he was going to go, because I could tell he was like that. So I was like,
I am Bob. I'm a Christian. I mean, the only thing I could hear, I have an accent and you're a Christian. I don't even know your name. So your name is Bob now.
I don't remember. His name is Chad, by the way, I think. But anyway, hey, Lady Cougar, thanks for joining us tonight. Yeah, Chad. Anyway.
Richard.
Dick. I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be back and talk a little bit more and then wrap it up. But let me play this song for Lady Cougar because she always wants to hear it. Be right back.
It doesn't matter if you love him. Or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up. Cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all superstars.
She rolled my hair with my lipstick on in a glass of purple dry. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause it made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, protect my youth. A different law is not.
Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, chola, descent,
you're Lebanese, you're Orient.
Whether life's disabilities left you outcast for leader tease, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born
no matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola,
so we're back. Callie, you there?
Hi, I'm Callie, and I'm fat.
It's Donovan. We're back. I just want to say thank you, Callie, for calling into the show tonight. I'm going to end it early tonight. So I am glad that you are doing well, and you're apparently going to be busy the next few weekends. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have to work, and it's my birthday, and then it's the honey's birthday, and then it's Memorial Day, which I probably won't be doing anything on Memorial. So, but yeah, May is crazy.
Well, that's all right. You'll be busy. It's good to be busy, right? Better than being home alone all the time.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
I agree.
Okay. Well, I agree.
I agree too. Almighty Sports Show, thanks for listening. Joker, I am. Good to see you, Lady Cougar. As always, thank you. And Callie, my cohort in crime on Blog Talk Radio, thank you so much, darling.
Hi, I'm Callie. I'm fat.
Shut up. We'll be back. I'll be back Monday probably or so sometime. So if you guys are around, be sure to stick around, and we will see you guys then. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody. Good night, Callie.
Bye. Bye, I'm Kelly, I'm fat.
The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.